The lanes in Brighton in East Sussex. Just immediately walking past a florist, and the smell of it to my right and left is really, really lovely. I'm walking between the rows of flowers, so there are flowers displayed on the streets and then flowers to my right in the shop. And there's a florist inside preparing a bunch for someone. People having a conversation outside a shop called Snooper's Paradise, which is quite a famous shop in this area because it's just full of paradise in the sense that it's full of kind of treasures in a way, lots and lots of different stalls with different things on them. I might just head in. So you've got to go through this entrance. It says turnstile entrance. And it's this wooden turnstile, just going through it. There we go. Oh, lovely. So inside it's this kind of Aladdin's cave of different stalls. Each stall holder has a small section and they make it entirely their own. So I'm just walking through a place that has kind of imitation Tiffany lampshades and skulls and pictures with preserved beetles. Somebody discussing how to refurbish a stall. So happy with that, he's just banging a nail into the wall. There's a man arranging stacks of flat caps because he's selling flat caps in different colours and he's just arranging them. And then there are these glass cabinets and inside all these different types of object. So some bowling shoes and some crystals and some brandy glasses and some vintage snake skin high heels all together in this cabinet trying to get along, make sense of themselves. There's a book here in one of these cabinets that is open to the middle and it's just got a lot of butterflies made of paper in the middle springing out of it, as if they're about to fly out of the cabinet. Okay, gonna head out into the street. Lovely, interesting. I can just feel in the air as I come out now back onto the street that there's a tiny bit of a hint of rain. It hasn't arrived yet, but it's kind of signposting its arrival. I've just turned down another street to see a man outside a pub dressed as a bride, and he's with his friends, and I think he's at the beginning of his stag do, and he's laughing at something with slight nerves in his voice of what's to come, maybe. So every one of these buildings above the shop is painted a slightly different colour, so a kind of corally red, blue and white stripes for the pasty shop, lilac, deep blue, yellow. Each shop has a very different character. And so do the people. It's a very eclectic mix of people. Thank you for joining me on another walk around the lanes in Brighton and East Sussex. And if you enjoyed listening, then you can follow the podcast so you never miss a wander about with me. And if you'd like to read more observations like these, then I'm on social media at Miranda Keeling.